at alcavision.com.
Gaddafi is somewhere in the honeycombs, the tunnels underneath Libya, underneath Tripoli specifically, unless somehow he escaped into the suburbs and is now being harbored elsewhere. What a way to start the show. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A brand new week as we are chugging toward the end of August. Can you believe it? Boom, like that, the summer is gone, and oh, what a summer it's been, particularly when we're talking about our interests in the Middle East and how much we have spent in the Middle East. If we added it all up, combining everything from Iraq to Afghanistan to lending a hand in a couple of hot spots like Libya, we might be able to actually take a chunk of that money and tear away at what ails us on the deficit. But regardless, the air attacks have doubled. The U.S. air attacks have doubled in the past 12 days. There was a big blackout when it came to the internet all over Libya. Now that apparently is back up. So this is history there, because for 42 years, Muammar Gaddafi has been the man in charge. He no longer will be that. It's a question of what happens afterwards, whether it be chaos and violence, who steps in or what group steps in. Also, what happens to Gaddafi? Is he granted exile? Is he put on trial like Hosni Mubarak of Egypt? Lots of questions and not a whole lot of answers at this point, because some of it really has to shake out. But Gaddafi is done. That's surely that's the key thing here. There is no way Gaddafi is back. He cannot hang on to this any longer. But it only took from February to August to shake him from the tree. Today, interrupting his vacation for a few minutes at Martha's Vineyard, the president talked about what the opposition did, these rebels, doing what they had to do, working together to try to make something happen, and, of course, the U.S. being part of that.
From Benghazi to Misrata to the Western Mountains, the Libyan opposition courageously confronted the regime, and the tide turned in their favor. The situation in Libya has reached a tipping point. As the opposition increased its coordination from east to west, took town after town, and the people of Tripoli rose up to claim their freedom. For over four decades, the Libyan people had lived under the rule of a tyrant who denied them their most basic human rights. Now, the celebrations that we've seen in the streets of Libya shows that the pursuit of human dignity is far stronger than any dictator. I want to emphasize that this is not over yet. As the regime collapses, there's still fierce fighting in some areas, and we have reports of regime elements threatening to continue fighting. The opposition should continue to take important steps to bring about a transition that is peaceful, inclusive, and just. As the leadership of the TNC has made clear, the rights of all Libyans must be respected. The United States will be a friend and a partner. We will join with allies and partners to continue the work of safeguarding the people of Libya. As remaining regime elements menace parts of the country, I've directed my team to be in close contact with NATO, as well as the United Nations, to determine other steps that we can take. Our diplomats will work with the TNC as they ensure that the institutions of the Libyan state are protected. And we will support them with the assets of the Gaddafi regime that were frozen earlier this year.
All right, so you got the gist of what's happening there and how the team moves forward. But what the team in place will be, who knows? And the U.S. participation in that, I think, will be very little as far as what rebel faction comes into play, because it's probably going to be something to do with elections. Could be scary. You got a couple of places that are in flux, and Tunisia, Egypt, and now Libya all fall into that category. And, of course, Syria is ripe for the picking, too. There's been a lot of bloodshed there, only Syria doesn't have oil, so we don't care. It's lip service, but after all this involvement in all these other places, Syria doesn't get any love. How they must feel. It is pretty obvious, isn't it? Oh, we've done our fair share. We just helped with the airstrikes. And we're just, you know, a big chunk of NATO. Sorry, Syria. Your number's up, and we can't do much other than try to spew a bunch of rhetoric about humanitarian possibilities and how it's terrible what's happening in Syria and how Al-Assad needs to be gone from that country sooner rather than later, although I think he is going to dig in for a little bit of time here. In talking about Libya, bouncing back to that and why any of you should care, if you tune in and say, ah, I don't care about Libya, I got my own problems, I'm worried about gas prices, I'm worried about my kid in school now, I'm worried about my grandkids, I'm worried about hanging onto my house, oh, I hear you. But for the people in America who lost young college students especially because of what happened over Lockerbie, Scotland in the late 80s and that Pan Am flight, you have to think that they want justice to be served over again. Al-Marahi, the guy who was the bomber who was held for 8 years in Scotland, finally there was someone to answer for that, right? He's let go, as you all know the story, a couple of years ago because he's riddled with cancer, supposedly, and is going to die almost immediately. Comes back to Libya, gets a hero's welcome. People go crazy, take his pity. He's like a rock star. He comes back to Libya. He has not died. And now that Gaddafi is no longer going to be in power, Megrahi is fair game. So should he go to prison? Should they pick him up immediately and get him in prison? Or maybe he's hiding somewhere with Muammar Gaddafi and is working his way through the tunnels, because you would have to think that he would be concerned that his protector is no longer going to be the guy who, is no longer going to be the guy who can provide cover for him. And as I said, this show is about water cooler buzz, why you should care about what's happening in your backyard and what you can do about it. And there's a couple of senators, Robert Menendez from New Jersey and Charles Schumer in New York, also Frank Lautenberg, another Jersey senator, and they're demanding, because a lot of the folks were from that area, that Al-Megrahi be sent to the United States for trial. Oh, wouldn't I love that? And Mitt Romney threw in his two cents. After all, he's running for president on the Republican side of things. He thinks he should be tried. There have been a couple of members of parliament that have called for him to return to Greenock Prison in Scotland. I say forget that. You guys blew it. You let him go because you only cared about oil and how you would be perceived. So bring Al-Megrahi to the United States. The United States is so eager to get somebody here anyway. You know, of course, with our floating prison in Cuba, with Gitmo and everything that's happened there, it's basically a stalemate. Oh, we have to try him on U.S. soil. Here's somebody who should be tried on U.S. soil. Should be. He was released from jail on compassionate grounds in 2009. He did 8 years of a 27-year sentence for his part in the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103. Over 180 Americans were killed on that fateful flight. What say you, America? How should justice be served? We'll talk about it next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
All right, as usual here on America Tonight, the way we roll is we like to zig and zag all over the place. So, of course, Libya on the mind of a lot of people. We're Americans. It's our money. We've spent money on these airstrikes. Now, what is the outcome of this? Gaddafi, slurks away through the catacombs underneath Tripoli. Perhaps he has al-Megrahi on his back. If there is justice in this world, this guy needs to be brought to trial in the United States. Ooh, I would love it. Put him right there in New York and let those families see his face, because he ended too many young lives. And for what? What kind of a statement was it? And then ultimately, I love it too, typical of the Brits. It's like now they're embroiled in this whole phone hacking thing, right? So, it was about oil, and it was about schmoozing up to the Libyans for oil. So, he has cancer. We have to release him. The dumbest thing ever. 8 years into a 27-year sentence. Certainly there was no mercy for kids that were on that plane or other people who happened to be on a flight that they chose, unfortunately, not wisely, who knew it was going to blow up over Scotland. Man. So if you want to throw in your 2 cents on that one, you can, 800-259-5791. I was a guest on a radio show over the weekend, and the host of the radio show, a good buddy of mine, Chris Arnold, asked me what I thought about the Kim Kardashian wedding deal. And part of the reason why was because Kardashian's father, Robert Kardashian, was one of the Dream Team lawyers for O.J. Simpson, And some of you might know this or might not know this, but I interviewed Simpson before he went to prison in Las Vegas. So that was part of the reason of having me on the show. I'm giving you a little bit of the setup there. But another question came up. So she has this extravagant wedding, crazy wedding. You have to wear black or white to the wedding, and that's it, or you get booted out. And who knows what the you walked away with the favor, because what it was, $10 million for the wedding. But, of course, the Kardashians have a ton of money for whatever they do on their shows. Or I don't know, because I don't watch the Kardashians. I know who they are. But $10 million, and when the economy is struggling and somebody's looking to, you know, start to swing the bat at somebody in Hollywood blowing a fortune on a wedding, I mean, here's what I would say. When I was asked the question, the first thing that popped into my mind is, you know what, she's stimulating the economy somewhere, because you got caterers, you got flowers, you got food, you got waiters. You got a whole lot of Kardashian love being spread around. Her stimulus is working a little bit better than the president's stimulus. So that small fortune went somewhere, right? You know, listen, these people make $65 million last year. They can afford $10 million. And then it is true, the money did get pumped back into the economy because of, you know, how much money was spent on the flowers and everything else. But there was a funny story as to what you could do with $10 million. And one of the things that became a headline was you could have 72 white tigers for $10 million. The average cost of a wedding in 2010, you ready for this? I got to throw this in here since I went down this road. $27,000. Are you kidding me? $27,000? Oh, that's insane. They should just not have a wedding. Help the people get a down payment on their house. Get a down payment or use it for something else, pay off their bills, and just have a cheap wedding, a justice of the peace, and go out for a pancake breakfast. That's crazy, $27,000. I don't know, where have I been? $27,000. Oh, where are you coming up with that money? And especially if you're the guy that has to chip in. What is a bachelor, not the bachelor party, what does the rehearsal dinner run you if the whole, is that added into the wedding, the $27,000? Man, that is insanity. Insanity, I tell you. Let's go to Al in Canada. Speaking of insanity, hey, Al.
Hi, kid. You know, if I were more and more goofy and daffy, I would hightail it. I would take a Tripoli to the World Court in The Hague. I would be banging on the door of the World Court. It's either in Brussels, Belgium, or The Hague, Netherlands, the World Court, and I would be demanding protection because they'll sentence them to life in prison, right? For his war crimes and crimes against
humanity. Oh, yeah.
But if those rebels in Libya get a hold of them, they'll either hang them or shoot them.
Oh, I think so, too, but they won't. They won't. Something will happen. He's not, I mean, if he's captured, absolutely. If he were captured by them, he's done for. When he's captured, it's a question of where he goes, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering how long it will be before, when these rebels take over Libya, I wonder how long it will be before they start screaming death to America and death to Israel. I hope it doesn't happen, but I wouldn't be surprised within a year or two they'll be promoting terrorism against the USA and Israel also. But I thought about Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is really complaining. He's really down in the dumps because he's not paying enough taxes. Why doesn't he make loans to inventors and entrepreneurs? Why doesn't he give billions and billions of dollars away to American inventors and entrepreneurs and stimulate the economy? That instead of giving it to politicians, why doesn't he give it to people who know how to make money? Politicians only know how to spend money, right?
Boy, isn't that the truth? That's not a bad idea, but you know what the deal is. Buffett and, of course, Bill Gates, they give their money to Africa and to other causes. He's giving away a ton of money to help feed the world.
I know, but a charity starts at home. I mean, if your children are starving to death, you don't give money to Botswana. You know, if my kids were starving to death, I wouldn't be feeding kids in Botswana. I would be feeding my own kids. I think he should just start up a Warren Buffett Bank for entrepreneurs and inventors. And another thing, with regard to China, how on earth does China expect America to pay back its $1 trillion? I think you owe about a little over $1 trillion. Well, it's $14 trillion. Out of the $14 trillion, I think it's $1 trillion to China, and almost $1 trillion to Japan. How does China figure that you're going to be able to pay that money back? If they're undercutting United States and Canada on their prices, if they're flooding the North American market with cheap goods and putting American businesses out of business, where's the government going to get the taxes to pay that money back? If China's killing our economy, I don't understand how the Chinese figure that American can pay it back if they're killing our economy.
I agree with you, but the one thing the Chinese have is that they're, of course, exporting all the goods, Al, as you know, that we are snapping up, and that's also big money. You look around at Walmart, everything's made in China. Over the place.
I'll give you a concrete example. I bought a shower brush about a year ago. The handle snapped off. It was a plastic one. The handle snapped off, and the head was so damn heavy, it almost broke the water tank on my toilet if the shower curtain hadn't stopped it. So I bought it, and it was made in China. Then I bought another shower brush with a wooden handle. I said, well, I got this problem solved. It's got a wooden handle. I don't think a wooden handle is going to break. So I bought another shower brush, and it had a wooden handle. And a week after I bought it, all the bristles were laying in the flat, so it was useless. It was useless as you know what on a bowl. It was so, it was cheap. But what's the point of buying something cheap if it only lasts a week?
I agree with you, and that's the problem. People want to get things cheap, but then when they do, things like that happen. Al, thanks for the call. He's right. His example is a great one. That's what I said. Remember we did our little experiment on America Tonight where I said, look around your house. You won't even realize how much of what you have, the kitsch, all that stuff is the tchotchkes is definitely made in China, but then things you wouldn't expect are made in China. How about some American made goods or whatever else? Something made well, and that's the problem. So you go cheap, sometimes you're going to end up paying three or four times, but that's what people want. They don't have as much money. They want to get the cheapest thing they can, and then it just keeps on going in a circle. It's a wheel over and over again. You're just like the gerbil on the wheel. By the way, we were talking about what would happen with Gaddafi. It's interesting. I mean, really, there's only two choices. Like Al was talking about, if the rebels got a hold of him, forget about it. But then, of course, the International Criminal Court in The Hague has warrants for the arrest of Gaddafi and one of his sons. And I think the brother-in-law is in that mix, too, because he was the head of military intelligence. But will the Libyans want to even, if they have him, give Gaddafi over to the criminal court or have their own kind of justice come down on him? I think they're going to try to do their own kind of justice if they have a choice. Gaddafi has a lot of ill will, certainly around the world, but in Libya, because anybody that opposed him, he just set them down. What did he call them? He had hit squads that would shoot down Libyans in exile. He called them stray dogs. All right, coming up, we're going to check the mail, and you can also check it out here on America Tonight if you want to throw in your two at 800-259-5791.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Has on his iTunes selection. What do you think he's got going on? What he's listening to down there in the tunnels? I don't know, like Rocky or something, the Eye of the Tiger. Something to get him motivated, to get him through those tunnels and get him away from prying eyes that want to arrest him or slaughter him in the street like a stray dog that he's talked about where he slaughtered so many people. The end should have come a lot sooner than this, but at least there is an end to this Gaddafi stuff. However, I said this the other night, it's the devil you know versus the devil you don't know. And who is that devil? You look at the options. Boy, I don't think there's any great knight in shining armor option. Of course, that's my point of view and looking at a country like Libya. And maybe the people there say, get out of our country. We don't need you anymore. We did our deal. We're going to do whatever we want to do and let us dance. Boy, and then you think of the billions Because I think it's with an S spent on those airstrikes, and you just shake your head. If in fact, that's the cold shoulder we get from whoever it is that comes in. And we don't know. I think this process will take a while to play out ultimately. Rick in Illinois, you have the floor here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hello.
Happy birthday, Kate.
Happy birthday.
Oh, ain't your birthday?
It's not my birthday. Every day is my every day feels like my birthday, though. Why am I saying that? Every day is a good day.
I was saying, well, it ain't Elvis' birthday either, but you know how it goes.
Exactly.
I see that crackpot. Mark must have two dog gas. She's like the president.
So here's a big thing on Bachman. John Huntsman said that he would gladly be the VP on her card. I'm thinking, what? Where did that come from? He's running for president, and I would never even make a statement like that if I was running for president, no matter what somebody asked me.
Well, nobody knows who he is, so he's got to say something.
Yeah, get some press. I'm getting some controversial media. How can I do it? This is the way to do it.
Yeah, it's like a reality TV show.
Sure, stir it up. Stir the pot.
I see Paul Ryan announced that he's not going to run now. So. It's going to be the circus clowns running. It'll be funny when they all start getting serious, take themselves too serious. It'll be one big circus.
Yeah.
But I just think in the... You're going to play nail the score this year on football. Yeah, I'd change that to where the fight's going to be, what teams will be, you know, what players going to be, the fans going to be fighting or shooting each other.
Isn't that crazy? San Francisco and Oakland going at it. The fans, and yes, there's rivalries in sports that go very deep, and sure, you can have trash talking, and maybe it gets a little carried away, but now people are dying as a result of rooting for sports teams. That's just out of control.
Yeah, I mean, bringing guns to the game, shooting each other, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous.
Take away the beer from them, no alcohol, maybe that'll help.
Yeah, but see, now this is the thing, what you just said right there, America. Listen to what Rick just said. Picture in your mind going to a game, you just want to enjoy a cold one. But guess what? You can't, because some idiots are shooting people because they have no self-control and they're like animals. So you can't have a beer any longer because beer sales are canceled. And trust me, there'd be a major backlash because, Rick, they need the money. The stadiums want the money. The owners want the money. So they don't want those beer sales to go away.
Yeah. But people are scared to go because it might be shot, you know. You got to look at it that way, too.
Oh, absolutely. If people stop going to the games because they think they could, you know, an errant bullet could hit them, you bet they start losing fans and even the corporate fans in the boxes because it doesn't matter. They still have to get on the trains or get in the parking lots and walk to the stadium, so they could be victims of all the stuff or walk out of the stadium. If that happens, yeah, then there's no choice. If it came down to that, there was no choice. I'm going to tell you a story. I have a friend. Her name's Anne Marie, and she's a huge Eagles fan. Finally, because it's so expensive to get the tickets to go to the Link. It's Lincoln Financial Field. That's where the Philadelphia Eagles play. She finally gets these tickets. Someone gives them to her. She's so excited. She's got these great tickets on the 50-yard line. Some guy is so inebriated, so obnoxious. And this is a Philadelphia fan, so they're rooting for the same team. Throws up all over her, and it's only after the first quarter. What? Okay, there's a dilemma. What do you do? Do you turn around and slug the guy in the head? You know he's going to get removed, but that doesn't help you any. You're covered in this guy's bile or whatever. I can't even imagine that feeling. I can't. I don't think the Eagles couldn't do anything to make me feel happy.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's awful. But it's just another example of out-of-control fans. So, So that's how it gets ruined for everybody else. Somebody has self-control. They want to just go and have a cheesesteak and a glass of beer. And instead, because of all the things that have been happening, you're right. Who knows if that's going to exist? Maybe they're going to have some bizarre crackdowns around the stadiums. I don't know, but it's going to lead to something if it continues, because now here's our second one, and there have been other altercations in the past. So I think it spells a lot of problems for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think we'll have to do something.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know what to do. I just, you know, like I said, there's too many idiots out there who don't need to be drinking, and maybe they cut out the tailgate party first, you know. They probably start, what, drinking 3 hours before the game starts or something like that.
Sometimes more. Boy, some of the places, if you go to Buffalo, start. They're, I think, 6 o'clock in the morning they're starting. It's early. It's very early at a lot of the places, much more. Usually the official parking lot, it's 3 hours before. But then it's people off-site but still close enough, and that's another problem. So that's it. You hit the nail on the head. Alcohol is fueling this for a lot of people, certainly not all.
Yeah.
But the alcohol is also big-time money that the stadiums need, that they want. And they don't want to, whether it's baseball, whether it's football, whatever it is, they definitely do not want that beer money to slip away. It would be,
yeah.
It would just account for so much that they would somehow pass it on to the fans, or I don't know, because I don't know what they would take it out of. It's that important. It's that big to sports across the board, NBA, NHL, add all the big four in there and everything in between. Absolutely. Rick, good question. Hey, Rick, you take care, man.
You too.
Yeah, and he brings up an interesting, a sad thing that happened, of course, at the game the other day between San Francisco and Oakland. Jack from Down Under joins us on these airwaves. Hey, Jack.
How are you doing? Congratulations on your book.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I thought I'd give you a call. I've actually got the top three songs that are on Muammar Gaddafi's iPod for you.
Oh, you're kidding. What are they?
Okay, number three, I'm So Lonely by the from the Team America soundtrack. Remember Kim Jong-il singing it?
Yes, I like it.
Number two on his iPod is I'm an A-Hole by Dennis Leary. Number one, Eric Burdon and the Animals. We've got to get out of this place.
Jack Down Under, that's good stuff. You put some thought into that. That was good. Very nice, my friend. You take care.
You too, Kay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was good. The Dennis Leary reference was good, too, by the way. I love Dennis Leary. And that's hilarious, that song, if you haven't heard it. Yeah, maybe that's what it is on his iPod, if he has one. Because remember, you know, it's always stunning what you learn about some of these cats once they're removed. Like Osama bin Laden. Quite a porn collection he had going on, right? And a few other things. So who knows what Gaddafi has in his quarters. They might be surprised at some of the things that they find when they rifle through some of it. But first they got to catch him. I think the number one thing is catching him, because everybody wants answers, and they want him to answer. So now he's stuck, and he knows, because Gaddafi came into power through a coup. So now he's in that position where come see, come saw. Sorry about that, brother. But the stray dogs, they're going to come back and bite you in the you-know-what. So millions of Libyans would love to see him brought to justice. Absolutely. And he's been tied to some big-time atrocities besides the Pan Am Flight 103. So if he's captured, what is it ultimately what happens? You know, what is his fate? He's the prize. I mean, the main prize is Muammar Gaddafi. And if he's hiding in Tripoli in a tunnel somewhere underneath the playground, chances are they're gonna somehow snuff him out, I think. But we'll see. we could get those pictures just like we did with Saddam Hussein, if you remember. Remember his hanging. All right, we're heading to the mailbag next here on ATN.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
So we got some good stuff for you. In a second, we're going to check the email. Just a quick reminder, if you live on the eastern seaboard in the United States, get a big bucket because you might be bailing. Now I'm hearing predictions of a Category 4 hurricane by Thursday, although we don't know the exact spot where it's going to hit down. It could be Virginia. It could just totally pass over Florida and hit somewhere in South Carolina, perhaps. Could hit Virginia. Just depends. You look at the computer tracker, and it shifts a little bit here and there. But going through the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, they're getting battered, all that stuff. So picking up some momentum, we might actually see a hurricane slam down somewhere along the eastern seaboard. Scary. Because we don't know. You just have to keep watching. I think when you live in this, when you live in those areas, it's like, it's so beautiful in North Carolina. Any of you who've been to North Carolina, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The Outer Banks, oh, I could easily live in the Outer Banks. I could do this show from the Outer Banks, and I would be a happy woman. It is beautiful there. Water's great. It's just fabulous. People are great. It's just a great place to go. Problem is, they have these hurricanes, and you're never quite sure when one's going to hit. So you got to always be ready to batten the hatches. Talk about emergency preparedness. You're an egghead if you're not emergency prepared there. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Can I hear that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, let's take one from Dennis McMahon. You guys know I love this guy. He is an awesome Esquire. You know Esquire, a.k.a. attorney, from Burlington, Vermont. He says, we must stay far away from any further involvement with Libya. This is a European sphere of influence. Places fought over in World War II by the British, Italians and Germans, and then the U.S. Italy should take the lead with France, a big player. Not, and he says in big letters, not our problem. Yeah, I so agree, Dennis. Not our problem. We spent $1 billion with the airstrikes. That's enough. I bet you it's over $1 billion. They always underestimate. Oh, it's just $1 billion. It's an even billion. There's probably a little bit more you could tack on there. Regardless, now Syria just blows in the wind, so we're not doing anything with Syria. I don't think we have anything to do here. That's it. We're done. We're out of this. No way. Let's go to another one here. This is from Ben Bauer. And Ben says, Kate, hallelujah. Libya, let's put it in our rear view mirror. I could care less about Gaddafi. Let them chop him up and sort it out. We need to be completely out of this. That's two. We need to be completely out of it. There's not too many people who are calling in to say, we need to be involved in it. It's interesting, like I said, you do the comparisons with Syria. Here's another one. This is from Chris Kane. Hello, America. Tonight, bravo to you for not talking about some of the garbage that is going on in the United States. And by garbage, I mean all the nonsense with these young girls. I don't even know their names anymore. Whatever happened to Lindsay Lohan? It seems like they're all reclamation projects, and it's boring stuff, but yet so many people tune in. That's why we have a plethora of reality shows. Kate, do you ever watch reality television? And do you think we're ever going to see an end to this phenomenon? And we're not going to see an end in the near future because reality television is cheap to make. And you seduce all those people who want their 15 minutes of fame. And if the iron strikes and it's hot, then everybody starts making a lot of money. And there's no way that they're going to stop reality, the reality wheels from turning. There's absolutely no way. It's just too much of a moneymaker. So they're always going to pluck those people from obscurity. Like the Jersey Shore thing is crazy. I don't understand that. Even young kids, why are they watching that? It just seems so mindless. It's not even entertaining. If they were entertaining, it'd be one thing, but they're not even entertaining. And to the question, I don't really watch reality television. I'm sure there's been a few shows that I've seen here and there, but there's nothing I'm watching. There's none of it. I get too much reality. Do I want to watch reality television? No is the answer there. This one's from Ben Hutchins, who says, ooh, I'm worried about Irene. I have a lot of family in South Carolina. Kate, what do you think is going to happen here? Will it be the Carolinas, perhaps further up or further down? That's a tough question. The reason that's tough is because it's changing, it's evolving, and this is Tuesday. So now you got a couple of days before you start seeing something. You got to really look at the weather trackers Wednesday and certainly Thursday. But at this point, these couple of days, there's nothing to worry about. It is kind of scary. Like I said, it's a weird deal when you live in the Carolinas, when you live in Virginia. I mean, anywhere in the Eastern Seaboard, it's beautiful. But the problem is if you have one of those houses right on the water, you could lose that house, or you have to go through a hurricane, and who knows how much damage there is to the place where you're living. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
Good. How are you? Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, it's been rough, but I did something I never, ever thought I was going to do in my lifetime.
What'd you do? Go on a zip line? Jump out of a plane? What?
I bought two tickets, left field, for $207 to watch the Evil Empire.
Oh, you mean to watch the Yankees?
Yeah, remember I told you I might go up to New York?
Yes.
Yeah, my uncle called me, said he'd love to have me come out and spend a day with him, and I got a couple of tickets for the Yankees.
When are you going? Are you going up in a couple weeks?
2nd of September.
Cool. That'll be fun.
Blue Jays are there. Well, you know, I'd like to see them in stadium, even though I hate them with a passion, you know.
No, it'll be fun.
My best friend's like, I can't believe you're doing this. I can't believe you sent $200 to the Evil Empire. Hell, you might have just written it to Satan. It would have been just too good.
Oh, that passion of hate for those teams. I understand. I'm not a pinstriper fan.
The funniest part is that, you know, this guy was desperate looking for two tickets for me. They must pack that stadium every game, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, man, if I was calling him up for tickets to the Coliseum in Oakland, he's probably going, okay, where do you want to sit and how much? Okay, here you are. 3 minutes, we're done.
Yeah.
Nobody goes to see the A's hardly, Kate.
No, I know.
Libya, great news coming out of there. A lot of people were wondering, why don't we go in and just wipe this guy out, get this over with? Remember that we talked about that back when it first started? Why is this thing going to drag on? Let's look at the three scenarios, Kate. The United States before has gone in and taken out a country's government and left, i.e. Afghanistan the first round, okay, Germany the first, you know, First World War, okay, less political unrest there. What happened? Taliban came in and took over. So we've actually gone in, taken out a government. Well, we actually helped them beat the Soviets back. Let's get that straight, okay? But then, like Charlie Wilson said, we blanked to the end game. You know, we didn't go in and put a government in.
Right.
Secondly, at times we've gone in and we have put governments like Iraq and now Afghanistan when we've gone in there and lost American blood to do that, okay? But people say, oh, puppet American governments, you know? These guys do what the Americans say. The people living in those countries are going, oh, we're just being run by the Americans now, okay? So I think what they were thinking this time with Libya is, let them do it on their own. It's going to drag out. It's going to take a year, maybe 2 years, or however long it's taken. But if they do it on their own, and all we're doing is supplying them the weapons, then the people in Libya are going to go, we did it ourselves. It wasn't the Americans. It wasn't the British. Yeah, they were in a supportive role, but it's not their government that's running our country now. It's their own people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. I agree, and that's pretty much what they're trying to do. You're right. That was the idea in going in. Thanks, Don. We're up against it. But at this point, with the billion that was spent and with the fact that we're ignoring Syria, I don't know. How does that look in the overall scheme of things in the Middle East? Of course, I was for not going anywhere in the Middle East and pulling everything back. You might have a different opinion. JFK said, forgive your enemies, but never forget their names.
You